Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back from the break. I was before we went on break, I was basically wrapping up the emails. I was wrapping up an email from Rita in St. Louis, Missouri, and she had basically asked me why would I issue a reward to my child's grandmother. I hope I know I answered that in a story, but it is just that. Everything that I've been through in this fight is just that. It's a long and crazy story. As I stated before, 95% of what I've been through in 11.5 years that I've been in this struggle is harassment. That's all it was. And I was simply trying to get someone to talk to my child's mom. And so Miss Mary Bradley then turned around and said that I am trying to turn her against her child and her grandchild. Once again, it's a situation where you got people shucking and jiving and cooning and just acting like buttholes, and there's just no one there to really to talk to try to make it right. But if I am so wrong, I am going to go public with it. And as I stated before, I am going to reach out to Ms. Bradley. I am going to send everything certified. I'm going to send letters to the Herrings. I'm going to send letters to Atiyah Bradley. And I'm going to send everything certified. I'm going to send everything trackable mail, be it FedEx or be it UPS, be it any of these mail organizations, where when I speak it, everyone can then go online and track the information themselves and see if, in fact, these individuals pick this stuff up. I'm reaching out to them. I want to make this an even plane. I don't want to, you know, I do this show every week, and I don't want people to listen to me and say, you know, some of the stuff he said, but remember that one thing he said? That's got to be far-fetched. So I'm going to give everybody a chance at it, but I'd rather give the head of this thing, the creator of Miss Bradley. I'd rather start with her, you know, and then roll downhill to everybody else. I'd rather give the reward to her because, I want her to be able to prove it. Okay. So I hope that answered, your email. I'm going to, dip away from that for a second. I'm going to talk about a letter that I wrote to the mayor of, Essex County, court system. And the Essex County court system falls under the jurisdiction of Mayor Cory Booker of the city of Newark, New Jersey. The reason why I sent him a letter, I wasn't one that believed in letters as much as I did when I started doing this thing of understanding law. And I wrote Mr. Booker a letter simply because, like, as I stated, this falls into his jurisdiction, and I wanted to get an understanding of what, help him get an understanding of what was going on in his courtroom. Mr. Booker never responded. Actually, the governor responded. The governor of New Jersey responded to us. But Mr. Cory Booker, here is a man that this is going on in his very jurisdiction, never responded. Two letters actually went out to the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, and never responded. I'm now going to take things on a grander scale. When League of Dads News get up and going, I'm going to bring everybody up to speed on everyone we contact, and I'm going to bring everybody up to speed on the results of the people that we contact. But right now, I'm going to read a letter that was sent to Mr. Booker on the 19th of January, 2009. This letter went out from the League of Dads, not from me personally. Everything that I do here, it goes out in the name of the League of Dads. The League of Dads at that time was in Union, New Jersey. Union, New Jersey actually falls under Union County. And I never, listening to my dad, he told me never ever do your barking in a neighborhood that you live in, because if they decide they want to blackball you or anything, they just got everybody there under their disposal. Okay, this is the letter dated the 19th of January, 2009. Mayor Cory Booker, Seton Hall, Newark City Hall, Green Street, Newark, New Jersey. It says, Mayor, this letter is being written to you because of the injustices fathers are receiving by the family court system that falls under your jurisdiction. First, let me say that the League of Dads is currently serving in 17 jurisdictions, and the Essex County Family Court is currently the only court that is committing ethics violation as a normal practice. I personally went to court on December 10th, 2008, only to have your hearing officer tell me that the letter that I received by mail is a copy of the complaint. After stating to the hearing officer, I'm only here to ask the judge to throw out this motion because I was improperly served. When your hearing officer was told this by me, that I should have, that the letter that I received was a copy and know that the summons, is a copy of the complaint, she then told me to get out. Mayor, your hearing officer should have then asked me, would you like to see the judge? Instead, throwing me out of the court gave her power. Mayor, she threw me out the courtroom simply because your court system used the art of intimidation as the norm and was not planning on giving me due process. I went to see your judge. Mayor, I don't understand why your judges and hearing officers see it necessary to challenge anyone that knows about the law other than stop on red and yield for pedestrians. The moment that I said to your judge, I haven't received a copy of the complaint, nor have I been properly served, your judge should have immediately did then what it took him 40 minutes to do. However, Mayor, your judge deemed it necessary to challenge me in court for 30 to 40 minutes. At one point, I told your judge that I went to school for law, just to have your judge then ask me, what is the extent of your law education? I informed your judge that I'm not going to answer that. Your judge even told me that the letter that I received from the court to verify the fact that I should have received a copy of the original complaint meant nothing at all. I then had to tell the judge that this is a direct violation of my constitutional rights to a fair trial if he goes forward with this hearing. That's all I'm going to read of that letter. As I stated, Mayor Cory Booker did not respond to this letter. Mayor Cory Booker then went on to get back. They had the re-elections, I believe, this year, 2010, earlier this year in 2010, late 2009. Cory Booker was he then got into office for another term. I don't live in New Jersey, so I was unaware of the political runnings for office. Had I known that Mr. Booker was running, I would have seen to it that an advertisement team got everyone aware of the legal system that the Essex County Family Court system practices. You see, people, what I believe, and simply it is the way it is, that the mayor is responsible for all that goes on in his jurisdiction, aka his courtroom, that the town that he is mayor of. When you have a problem in any type of public office in a jurisdiction, you start with the head. You send a letter to the mayor. If the mayor, in this case, Cory Booker, did not want to respond to this, then he have a right not to respond. You know, I'm not gonna say that he supposed to. I would like him to have. The League of Dads didn't fall in his jurisdiction. We were out of Union, New Jersey. Union, New Jersey, as I stated, doesn't fall in his jurisdiction. That is Union Township. But the fact of the matter is I was talking about a problem that was going on in his jurisdiction, and he deemed it necessary not to even respond. Well, I can guarantee you this. I got another vision. Oh, yep. I see the League of Dads sending Mr. Booker another letter. And I'm going to send it certified, and I'm going to do as I always do, as I stated that I'm going to do. Excuse me. I'm going to let you guys in on that, too. I got a feeling he's going to respond to this letter. And I'm going to tell you why Mr. Booker is going to respond to this letter. The reason why Mr. Booker is going to respond to this letter is because, like Miss Mary Bradley and all the things that Mr. Tier Bradley do, things are going to be – things. We're now going to start using press releases. Yeah, that's a very strong word. If you got the power to get out your problem on a grand scale, it costs money to do this. If you got the power to go ahead and see to it that everybody in a certain jurisdiction know what's going on, and then now you're holding this individual that was elected by the people in that jurisdiction to lead them, now is not answering to a question to problems that is going on in his jurisdiction, then I think that it is necessary that everybody knows that he's not going to answer these questions. But I got a feeling that a lot of things are going to change as far as what people know and what people don't know. As I stated before, press releases, Bullhorn Media, League of Dads, News Radio, going to start getting a lot of these things out to the people. Because of other businesses that I'm involved in, I do extensive advertisement anyway. So I think that is only necessary. As I stated before, my child was helping with the advertisement aspect of the businesses that I am involved in. So as I stated, we're going to see to it that Mr. Booker is informed about what goes on in his jurisdiction. The director of welfare in this very same jurisdiction, as I stated before, we had an individual come to the League of Dads, and he was being drugged down to court for child support by an individual. But this individual came in, brought me extensive money orders that he was giving the child's mom money, supporting his child like he's supposed to. It's a shame that the court want us to, you know, the system that they deem necessary to use, we must follow that schematic in raising our child. You know, so this gentleman, he was taken back by the fact that he got a letter to come down there and for child support by welfare, the Essex County Department of Welfare. Well, I had a clashing with the Essex County Department of Welfare. I sent a letter to the director of the Essex County Department of Welfare. And as I stated before, that letter stated that now with the new information that you got, you will drop this suit against my member and you will go after this individual for fraud. And the closing of 2010 is doing just that. It's bringing the closing of a lot of things that the approach that I did on a lot of things that I was involved in. I think that pretty soon I probably want to retire from you guys hearing my voice and listening to me talk about things. I'd much rather someone else speak about it. Because a lot of times I don't transition too well. And what I mean by that is I'll go through it and I'll still let it bother me. So I think, as I was stating to an individual over the weekend, I want to have it to the point where I'm just the producer of a lot of things and behind the scenes and someone else, get this thing hot and going on, and on my orders, of course, but I just get some things going. I'm going to get into a thing that I always do, and I'm going to squeeze it in because we got about 4 or 5 minutes before we go on break. It's called the Just My Thought segment of the show. I'm going to give you guys my thought on something. In life, we all go through some battles and we all go through some problems. I had a problem on Thursday. I was driving my vehicle. I was in New Jersey. I was up in Jersey and my alternator went. car stop dead call. I sent out three text messages. I sent out the exact same text message to three people. And one of them came through and helped me out. Just one. People in my life, I always make it my business to be upholding, to be, I think a lot of people would say otherwise. I would think that I do things in an upstanding manner. There was an individual that I was trying to date some years back, and I thought about this morning when I was preparing for this show. An individual that did something to me about 15 times. I got tired of it, and I said one thing to this individual, and our friendship ended. And it was because of what I said to this individual that our friendship ended. But people, I always thought that actions spoke louder than words. But here was a case where words actually spoke louder than the action itself. So what I'm saying is, in life, whatever it is that you're doing, whoever it is that you're with, make sure that if someone is claiming that they're with you, they are truly with you, not out of convenience. They're not with you because when on Tuesday, when they stop working, they get off work early on Tuesdays, and then they have something to do, and they're free from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock. They can squeeze you in at that time. From 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock, they can squeeze you in. Well, what happens if you break down and now you call on, you simply tell people, hey, this is what's going on. And out of that, one person says, hey, listen, what do you need? That is incredible. My thought on it, simply what I'm getting at, what I'm saying to you right now, before we go on break, people, before we go on break, if you have some people, there's a lot of people out there that are in lopsided relationships. For the first time in probably 2 or 3 years, I watched Maury today, and I listened to one lady say, I'm paying all the bills, I'm doing everything, I am doing all the cooking, I'm doing all the cleaning, and you're going to go cheat on me. I said, well, that person was with them for convenience. Convenience is the word here, people. Make sure if you have somebody in your corner, make sure they're always in your corner. Not out of convenience, not on Thursdays and Fridays, but they can't reach you, or your situation is it's untouchable on Sunday because they have something else to do. Something else is more important. It's cool. Listen, we got to go on break. And when we come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into some calls. The League of Dads, we get calls, and I'm going to get into some calls. League of Dad Radio here on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.